Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gemel. Today's Mishnah is being learned Kli'ilui Nishmas Reb Tzvi Hirsch Ben Reb Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So the first Mishnah of the fourth Perek of Masechtes Demai taught a very important chiddush in the laws of Demai. Specifically, two times that we trust the Am Ha'aretz to say that his peiros were properly tithed. Meaning, the whole premise of Demai is that we don't trust the Am Ha'aretz. We assume that he didn't give Maisris, and even if he tells you that he did give Maisris, we don't believe him. Stating that, the Mishnah said, there are two times that we do trust the Am Ha'aretz. One is Shabbos, because Emas Shabbos is on the Am Ha'aretz, and the second is a case of Dimua, because Emas Dimua is also on the Am Ha'aretz. The next Mishnah is going to discuss another time that Chazal implemented a leniency, where if an Am Ha'aretz tells you that he gave proper maestris from his peiros, we're going to believe him. Zok the Mishnah, Hamader is Chaveir Sheyoichel Etzlai. So a person invites his friend to come eat by him. Now, the one that's inviting the host was an Am Ha'aretz. The person that's being invited is a Chaver. He's a Shayna Eid. Now, notice from the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Am Ha'aretz didn't just invite the Chaver, but he did it old school. He was Mader Es Chaveiroi. What does that mean? He literally made a neder with drama, with Shema Malchus, and he said, that here's the deal. If you come eat by me, good. We can be friends. But if you're not going to come eat by me, I'm making a neder, you'll never be able to eat from me again, and you're not going to have Hanah from me. And he comes and he makes his point with an exclamation mark with actually making a neder. Says the Mishnah, the problem was that this person that's being invited is a chaver and he doesn't want to eat by him because he pasha doesn't trust him. Says the Mishnah, he's allowed to eat with him assuming it's the first Shabbos. So what does that mean? So the Rav says, assuming the person that was inviting, meaning the Am Ha'aretz isn't just inviting him to come eat a meal with him, but rather he just got married, he was a Bocher Shanasa Besula, says the Rav, he's inviting him for Sheva Brachas, it's literally that first Shabbos Sheva Brachas, in that instance he's allowed to go. Even though really he doesn't trust him, as long as he tells him that I gave proper Maestris, in that case it's going to be okay, Ubashabbos Shnia, however, the second Shabbos, let's say it's the week already after the Sheva Brachas, Aval Pisha Nadar Mimenu Hano, even if he invites him, and even if he makes a neder, and not just he makes a neder, he makes a more intense neder, he was Nadar Mimenu Hano. He says, if you're not going to come eat with me, not only will you not be able to eat again in the future, and not only this, and not only that, but you won't be able to have any hanav from me at all. It doesn't matter. The halacha is, he's not allowed to come eat. Now, what's Pashup Shad in this halacha? Why all of a sudden do we have a leniency? So the Rav says, Mishum Eva. Because if this person just got married, and he's making a simcha, and he's inviting you, and he's so excited, and he's making it with a neder, and you're a shiny eid, and he wants to have you at his meal, the whole chashash is a chashash rachuk, because really, Reva Amei Aretz Ma'asrin. So Chazal said, Mishum Eva, in this instance, we're going to be willing to look away. And the truth is, for those learning Daf Yomi and the sugyas of trusting an Am Ha'aretz and not trusting an Am Ha'aretz regarding Tumah V'Tahira, we also find such a concept with Chazal, even though traditionally they didn't believe the Am Ha'aretz, but when it came to Eva, there they did. Specifically, the end of Masechtas Chagiga, which talks about a special kula that we trust Am Ha'aretz for Tumah V'Tahira when it comes to Kodesh, when it comes to Kachim. Why? So there's a long answer, but the short answer is Eva. So you see that when it comes to Eva, we trust Am Ha'aretz. So just like we trust the Am Ha'aretz when there's a real, clear, and present danger of Eva, in the context of Tumah V'Tahira, so too, the same is true, in the context of Demai, we're going to trust Am Ha'aretz when there's a sense of Eva. Mishnah Gimel. So up until this point, and we're already in the fourth parak of Masechtas Demai, we've been taking for granted that the Am Ha'aretz was mafresh Tumah G'dayla from his peiros, but everything else, he wasn't. And for that reason, if somebody has Demai, somebody buys pears from an Am Ha'aretz, he doesn't have to be Mafresh Trumah G'dayla. However, everything else he has to worry about. He has to be Mafresh Maiser Rishon, then give Trumas Maiser from the Maiser Rishon. He has to give Maiser Sheni, he has to give Maiser Ani. So everything else he would have to be Maaser. The only thing not is Trumah, because Trumah is something that the Am Ha'aretz took seriously. But in addition to Trumah, everything else, you have to sit down with your Rav, the introduction to Masechtas Demayin, you have to cheshbon what exactly you need to do. The truth is, there is a Das Yochid in Chas who holds not that way, and that Das Yochid is none other than the great Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, whose Das Yochid is mentioned in our Mishnah. So, Tehillim Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Adam Tzorich Likroi Shem Lemaiser Oni Shal Demayin. If a person buys Demayin from an Amah Oretz, he does not have to be Mafrish Maiser Oni. And the reason is because we assume that the Amah Oretz was Mafresh Maisani. And it's for that reason you do not have to be Mafresh. Meaning, just like everybody holds, you don't have to be Mafresh Truma Gedayla, because we assume the Amah Oretz was Mafresh Truma Gedayla. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amah Oretz was not Choshen Maisani. And because he wasn't Choshen Maisani, it's for that reason Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Adam Tzarech Likrei Shem, the Maisani Shal Demai. The Chachamim argue, and they say, Kairi Shem, Vein Tzarech Lahafresh. No, we disagree. The Amah Oretz is Choshen Maisarishin, he's Choshen Maisasheni, he's Choshen Maisarani also. Now, it just so happens, you don't have to be mafresh to Maisani, as we've mentioned so many times, because after you declare your payrois as Maisarani, it's really a suffix whether it's Maiser Ani. And as a result, if the Ani is going to come to you and he's going to try to collect it, he's going to have to prove to you that he can take it. So, Kairishem, you have to identify the Maiser Ani, because that's a suffix Isser, like we've talked about. But if Ein Tzarech Lahafrish, you don't have to be Mafrish it, because that's already a suffix moment. But the point of Mishnah Gimel in the fourth parak of Masechtas Demayin is a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether the Amah Oretz was Choshen a Maiser Ani or not. Up until this point, the answer would have been, of course. The only thing he's not Choshen for is Truma Gedayin. There is a sheet, this Rabbi Eliezer, that says that no, the Amah Oretz, just like he wasn't chashid on Truma Gedayla, he also wasn't chashid on Maaser Ani. Now the question is, why is Maaser Ani different? So that's already a discussion in the Rishonim. But there is one thing worth mentioning, and the Rav says one line: Shehem Yoidin, because the Amah Oretz know Sheperois Hatfulim the Maaser Ani Heim Bemisa. The Amah Oretz is a little bit afraid of Maaser Ani, because he knows that if he eats Perois without being Mafresh Maaser Ani, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. And he doesn't want to be Chayiv Misa. So it's for that reason he used to be Mafresh Maaser Ani. That's the premise of Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So it's clear in the Rav, albeit the way he explains Rabbi Eliezer, that if somebody would eat Tevel, from which Maaser Ani wasn't Hufresh yet, he would be Chayiv Misa. Meaning, if somebody eats Tevel, he's Chayiv Misa. That's the oynish for eating tevel. The question is, how do you define tevel? Does tevel mean you didn't give everything you were supposed to give? You didn't give truma gedoyla, maaser rishon, truma maaser, and maaser sheni, maaser ani, depending on what year it is? Or maybe you don't have to give all the maaseris in order for it to not be tevel. Now, for sure it's going to be tevel if you didn't give all the maaseris. But as it relates to the chi of misa b'dei shamayim, is the chi of misa toluy in being mafresh all the trumas and maaseris or not? The truth is, it's an often a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perik Yud Halacha Chav says, "Avol oichel midover shenitlo mimenu truma gedoyla v'trumas maaser." If somebody eats tevel, meaning he was mafresh truma gedoyla, he was mafresh trumas maaser, aber vadayin lahirfresh mimenu maaseris, but he didn't give maaser on your maaser sheni afilu loy nisher by ela maaser ani. Even if the only one he didn't give was maaser ani, hareza loyka, he's going to get malchus. Mishum oichel tevel because he ate tevel, but the ain boy misa, but he's not going to be chayiv misa. She ain avoy misa, says the Rambam. The only time there's misa for eating tevel is betruma gedayla betrumas maaser. So if somebody eats peres from which he didn't give truma gedayla or from which he didn't give trumas maaser, that's when there's going to be an oynish misa. But otherwise, it's not going to be an oynish misa. So the maaser, it's a mefurish Rambam that the Rambam says that the only time there's an oynish misa for tevel is if a person eats tevel from which he wasn't mafresh truma gedayla betrumas maaser. But once you're mafresh truma gedayla betrumas maaser, is her tevel? Yeah, but Misa B'dei Shamayim, no. The Rav, when he explains Rabbi Eliezer Shita that the Amah Oretz used to be Mafresh Maaser Ani, it's because he was worried about the Chiyuv Misa. That's true in Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, but L'Shita's HaRambam anyways, it's not true Aliba de Hilchasa.